Burnley. Do you think that was a game that showed that the team that has come straight down from the Premiership and one that's sort of back to form and finding its way?
Not really, no. I thought we had a great opportunity to win the game today. And on the back of our performance during the week, we had every confidence that we can go and do that. But we looked a total different team today. And Middlesbrough obviously got the win. And I didn't think they had to work very hard to get the win, to be honest. So we're just bemused at how we can perform like we've done during the week. And then come out and... as I said, perform like that, which was very, very disappointing. So now everything that was good about our game the other night wasn't so good today. So continue to go back to the drawing board and keep working.
I mean, obviously, Jimmy played very well on Tuesday night,
didn't
he? Yeah. Obviously, today, but compared with sort of the only team tend
to
juggle in the
sides, he looked. Bless him. As I said, it's something that. He looked a different player, but not just him. A number of players, you know. Jimmy, as I said, he was outstanding the other night, and he's got real good qualities. And there was moments in the first half whenever we, as I said, we got to the areas that we wanted to get to with good quality in him. But a mixture of that final ball, that quality in the final ball, and just our decision making really let us down. And as I said, it was hard to put the finger on it today. We just didn't. We started a little bit on the back foot and a bit lackluster today, which was disappointing.
Because having conceded the early goal, it was all that role versus last week. We were brilliant the first 10 minutes and they got back into it. You were coming back into it, but just again that cutting edge.
That's right there. And listen, it doesn't matter. You play one up, one off, two up, whatever have you done. You know, it's nothing to do with systems, you know, it's about players, and if you don't make the right decisions at the right times and the right moments and show enough quality, then you won't score goals. So, and that was us today, we just didn't, you know, in relation, you know, look at the quickness and the speed of our game the other night and the quality in our game, and you look at it today, it wasn't, it just wasn't there. And it's, you know, we just need to show, you know, we need to show courage and bravery, especially here at home, to make things happen. Because the onus is on us as the home team. You know, you have to make something happen. You have to create and take the responsibility. And we didn't do that today. But you have to if you're going to win football matches.
Mm-hmm. Considering the number of players that you lost here, you know, you get to sell sort of thing, it must be even more frustrating when you see player like Leroy come back here again. You know, I mean, he's run out his contract, but next reading player come back, you know, and sort of barely really in the end. I mean, he was the one he finished it off, sort of thing.
Yeah, it was a terrific finish. Yeah,
and looked, you know, I'm sure you sort of, but you'd love to be working.
Well, as I said, Leroy had a terrific time here, you know, but there's a whole raft of players that have left here. Yeah. And you know, as I said, but I'm happy working with the ones that we've got. You know, we've got some terrific players here. We just, you know, we failed to show it consistently. That's the reality of it, you know. And for us, if we want to, you know, be up towards the top end, you know, we showed at Preston the other night, and we showed in other games that we have that. But you've got to show consistency, you know, in your performance and your mentality. And up until now, we haven't been able to do that. It's been either very good, like we were during the week, or not so good today. So it's an ongoing project.
Sorry, fans were patient until the end, but
it
must be difficult as a new manager when you can't get
a home league win. Yeah, the fans have been great. There's no, you know, I can totally understand after today if they weren't happy, you know, because that was, you know, for us and ourselves as staff and players, we weren't happy with that. So for them watching it, then it's not good for them either. They want to see their team win. You know, they've been coming here since January, you know, and haven't had a win. And that's, you know, that's very tough and hard to take for them, you know. So they've been great. I just think, as I said, we just need to show that bit more courage, and we have to be patient at home.